talking to Coach Joey Robinson, and Coach, just grabbing you before you get out the door. I know you've had a lot of talks with a lot of people and a lot of sentimental moments looking back with your coaching history here at Heritage High School.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable ride. It's don't have any regrets or just a lot of positives leaving here, and it's been fantastic. You know, when I came here in 1998, I sure didn't know that I'd finished my career here, and then became the head coach in 2002, and certainly didn't think that 23 years later I'd still be the head coach, but certainly had a vision of what we wanted to do here, and feel really good about what we've done over the time.
I know one of the first few times that you and I talked, you were talking about how we needed to go back to the youth program, and I was thinking, wow, that's going to take some time to get this thing going. But I think everybody was expecting a coach to just walk in and be a hero on the first time they walked in the door, and then I think you realized that it needed a little more depth in the whole program to get it going long term.
Yeah, I think the key to that was, in the initial interviews back in 2001, I made it clear that if they were looking for a coach to come in right now and be really successful, that I didn't think that was possible. I thought a foundation needed to be built, and we need to go down to the third and fourth grade level and start football down there and try to build it up all the way through, and it would take time. And if they wanted a coach and a leader to come in here and start down there and be willing to work that hard to get that started and be here that long, that I was probably the right guy. And if they wanted a quick fix, I probably was not. And I can't say enough about the administration back then and how much patience they had with me early on. There's a lot of administrations that probably would have fired me early on, but they understood my vision and they believed in my vision. And our first third and fourth grade team ended up in 2009 state championship. And we've got a great foundation here now, and that sustains a program for forever. And so really proud of the foundation we've built.
And that's one of the things I was going to say is one of the good signs of a good coach or good athletic director is that it does not fall apart when you leave, because you're looking at kind of the bigger picture that's not built around you, but built around other coaches and other people that make the program go on.
Yeah, I mean, as an athletic director and a head football coach, when you leave a place, you certainly want to leave it better than you found it, but you want it to get even better. And I hope that, we've been to the state championship twice, we've been to the regional championship four times, and my hope is that we go win it. And the coaches that are left, that Coach Pope's taken over, and he's been with me since 2007, and he's the right person for the job. And you hope that the coaching staff still believes in what we were doing in the foundation, and the foundation's there, and a program should be able to sustain itself even when you're down a little bit. You're going to win some games just because of your culture and what you do, and I hope we maintain that throughout the entire athletic department. And I can't say enough great things about the coaches that we have in place, and I think Mountain Heritage is in a great spot.
I know over the years, one of the things that I've always been impressed with is that, as we talked about from the very beginning, very likely you're not creating NFL players here, and you realize that. And so greater than anything else is you've created a lot of good young men.
Yeah, I mean, to see players come back and to be able to talk to them and tell them that you love them, and they tell you that they love you, and the relationships that you build, and you see that they're daddies now and they got families and they're doing well, and they're doing well in the workplace, and you're just so proud of them. And
you even coach some of their kids.
Oh yeah, yeah. I told somebody, I'm coaching kids that I coach their dads, and yeah. I'm certainly not wanting to stay around and coach their grandkids. So but that is fun too. But to see those young men develop into great adults and to get phone calls from them and be able to talk to them and have an appreciation of who they are and what they've become is probably the most gratifying thing about the job.
Years from now, when you're sitting around in the rocking chair with the grandkids, that may not be too long from now, already with grandkids. And so when you're doing that and looking back and someone says Cougar football, what's going to be the first thing that comes to your mind?
I mean, hard work, teamwork. I've always told our kids, when I first got here, that, it was always the fact that you just need to try to win some games and stop talking about state championships or stop talking about all the conference championships. And I didn't believe that. I want our kids, I hope that we instilled in our kids that our kids are as good as any kids in North Carolina. and make them believe that. But you don't have to be extraordinary. We talked about college football players, and we certainly have some, and we've put some in college. But overall, we're not going to be loaded with a bunch of college prospects. And so we tell our kids all the time, you don't have to be extraordinary. You just have to do the ordinary things in an extraordinary way. And I thought our kids done that.
Well, I guess you know what's next, because coaches and players always go to the broadcast business. You're probably going to be in the broadcast booth beside me somewhere down the road, right?
I don't know about that. I think I'm going to be a fence walker and just yell and scream at our coaches and tell them what they're doing wrong and what I would have done if I was there. But no, I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to come back and watch these coaches and all the athletic programs and any assistance they need or any advice, I'm going to be here to give it. But I can't say enough about Mountain Heritage High School and what it's meant in my life and my family's life. And, you know, my two kids went through here and can't say enough about the administrators that I've had over the past few years. And I think I've been through five principals and maybe six or seven superintendents. And, you know, I can't say enough about this community. And what a great place for your child to go to school at and participate in athletics.
We'll keep the invitation open and welcome you to come up to the broadcast booth anytime, though.
All right. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.